Well, now to Colorado, where jury selection begins tomorrow in the case of James Holmes, the 27-year-old man accused of killing 12 people and injuring 70 others after shooting up an Aurora, Colorado movie theater in 2012. It was one of the most vicious mass killings in the country's history, and prosecutors will seek the death penalty. But the trial is very unusual because in many mass shootings, the accused does not live to see his day in court. Joining us is Ben Marcus. He's covering the trial for Here and Now contributing station Colorado Public Radio and NPR. Ben, there are some big legal implications in this case.
Right. Like you said, it is rare that mass shooting perpetrators are put on trial. And what this means is that, you know, the nature, the grisly nature of the crime will be spelled out in detail in court. And I've sat through preliminary hearings and gotten a bit of a taste of what that will be like. It will be clearly very tough on the families who will have to relive that again.
And tomorrow is the beginning of jury selection. This is one of the largest jury pools ever. It is three times the number of summons for the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Why so many jurors?
Well, because there are so many issues at play in this trial. A, you have to find somebody who wasn't directly affected by the shooting. There were hundreds of people in the theater that night, and several different theaters were all playing this midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises. You're going to have to find people who weren't first responders that night, who weren't ER doctors or nurses. You're going to also have to find people that are death qualified, which means that they have to accept the death penalty as an okay punishment. Mm. There's mental health issues. He pled not guilty by reason of insanity. And so given, you know, all of those issues, finding the right jury is going to be difficult. So I think the court is erring on the side of caution by sending out as many summons as they can.
Are Holmes's attorneys even debating the idea that he was, in fact, the killer?
No, they admit that he is the killer. The question here is, what was his sanity at the time of the killing, at the killings? He has argued that there are going to be five different psychological evaluations presented in court. The defense has several. The prosecutions have several. There's independent evaluations. So jurors are really going to have to weigh these different psychological evaluations of Holmes. And we don't really know what those are yet because the case file has been so heavily redacted to keep the, this to be a fair case for whatever jurors end up on this trial.
And as you said, the death penalty is what prosecutors are seeking, which means that this process could drag on for a long time trying to find jurors that are willing to do that.
Right. You have to find the jurors that are willing to do that. You have to be prepared for more than a decade worth of appeals. So when this trial is over, it may not actually be over. It may stretch on for a very long time. I've talked to families who say that it's likely they could die even before James Holmes is put to death. The process could take that long.
Ben, there are some politics here, too, that I want to get to. The defense has offered to let Holmes plead guilty without the possibility of parole if the prosecution would agree to not pursue the death penalty. And Colorado District Attorney George Brockler refused. He said justice is death. And there are some defense lawyers in Colorado who are saying that Brockler's decision to seek the death penalty is politically motivated. Can you explain that?
It certainly gives him a lot higher profile than he would be as the Arapaho District Attorney otherwise. Like you said, he said justice is death. He said that in court when he announced that he was going to pursue the death penalty in this case. He has a bit of that dramatic flair. And the Republicans are looking for somebody to run for governor in a few years, to run for Senate. And so he's a good looking guy. He's well spoken. And now he's at the head of this big trial. But when I talk to victims' families, you know, they tend to support the death penalty as well in this case. So, you know, there may be political motivation there, but it's clearly something that many of the victims' families also support.
But the idea being that he would, if those who think that he's got political motivations here are correct, the idea is that he would push for the death penalty and make a big stand on that and then have a better chance of getting Republicans behind him if he decides to run for the Senate or, as you say, the governor.
Sure. I mean, that's one way of looking at it. Other people who support the death penalty say if you don't pursue it in this case, when would you pursue the death penalty?
Jury selection is expected to last for more than a month, Ben. Opening statements could start in May. It will have been, as we said, nearly 3 years since the shooting when the trial actually starts. Is there a lot of frustration there with the slow pace of this?
When I talk to victims' families, many of them, you know, claim that Holmes' attorneys are playing legal shenanigans. And some prosecutors, former prosecutors who are analyzing this case for the media, have said that this is a natural tendency in death penalty cases to delay, because the longer you delay, the longer your client lives necessarily. On the flip side, the public defenders who are representing Holmes are saying, we have a mountain of evidence to sift through. We have differing psychological evaluations that we have to look at. And so we really need to take as much time as we can. As they've said in court, the state is trying to kill our client. And so we want to do the best we can to make sure he gets a fair day in court.
And his parents, Holmes's parents, broke a long silence about the shooting last month. Tell us what they said.
So his parents have said that he should not be put to death, you know, that he is a troubled person. And it's not clear how much weight that has, really. But that was the first time they had broken their silence about what had happened. There are oftentimes I see them in court looking very sad every single time, very heartbroken looking.
Ben Marcus of Colorado Public Radio is covering the trial of the alleged Aurora Theater shooter James Holmes. Jury selection starts tomorrow. Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you.